Welcome back. Fast roundup first. Bowie passed on January 10, 2016, 2 days after releasing Black Star. Bob Saget died January 9, 2022, from an accidental head injury. Keith Urban is facing dating rumors after photos of a Nicole Kidman lookalike circulated post-divorce. And Dolly Parton turned 80 with music, charity, and a surprise bagpipe birthday arranged by Bono.
That's the teaser. Now let's slow it down and take each story in order. First up, David Bowie.
On January 10, 2016, David Bowie died at 69 after a private 18-month battle with cancer. His family announced the news, and his son Duncan Jones confirmed the loss while noting he was offline. The timing was striking. Bowie had released his 25th and final album, Black Star, just 2 days earlier, on his birthday.
Black Star felt like a deliberate farewell. From the album's mood to the Lazarus video, critics and fans read themes of mortality and legacy all over it. When he died, tributes poured in worldwide. Vigils in Brixton and Berlin, musicians and politicians paying respects, Mick Jagger calling him a true original.
What's important to remember is Bowie's scope, not just a musician but a shapeshifter in fashion and culture who influenced generations. That final record re-energized interest in his catalog and reminded listeners how he'd kept reinventing himself right up to the end.
Next story, Bob Saget. January 9, 2022, brought shock and sadness when Saget was found unresponsive in a Florida hotel room at 65. He'd been on a comedy tour and performed the night before. There were no signs of distress reported after the show.
An autopsy later showed blunt head trauma consistent with an accidental fall. The likely scenario, he struck the back of his head, thought it minor, and went to bed. That tragic and quiet cause of death sparked conversations about the hidden risks of head injuries and the need to seek medical care, even when symptoms seemed small.
Saget's public persona, warm, generous, and funny, meant the tributes were personal as well as professional. Full House co-stars like John Stamos and Jodie Sweetin shared memories. Friends highlighted his philanthropy, especially work tied to the Scleroderma Research Foundation. He left a legacy of laughter and kindness.
Shifting gears to celebrity gossip, Keith Urban. After his divorce from Nicole Kidman was finalized January 6, 2026, fans noticed photos of a woman resembling Nicole, sparking online speculation she might be Keith's new girlfriend.
This isn't just idle curiosity. An old concert clip resurfaced showing the woman performing with Urban, which intensified the chatter. According to reports, Keith and Nicole had actually been living separately since September 2025 and arranged to keep assets separate while co-managing decisions for their daughters.
The bigger point here is how public figures' personal lives get parsed. A resemblance, a resurfaced video, and suddenly social feeds light up. It's a reminder of the pressure of fame and how quickly private moments can turn into headline fodder.
Finally, a feel-good note, Dolly Parton's 80th birthday. She marked the milestone musically and charitably, releasing a new version of Light of a Clear Blue Morning with Lainey Wilson, Queen Latifah, Reba McEntire, and Miley Cyrus, with proceeds going to pediatric cancer research at Monroe Carell Jr. Children's Hospital.
Tennessee even declared January 19th Dolly Parton Day. Beyond the big collaboration, there was a quieter, touching moment, a surprise bagpipe rendition of Happy Birthday arranged by Bono. Dolly laughed, joked, and reminded everyone that at 80, she's not slowing down. She's still deeply engaged and focused on kindness and giving back.
Two Dolly stories in 1 week underscore how she blends showmanship with real-world impact. Between the fundraiser single and the low-key surprise, her celebration was quintessential Dolly, warm, generous, and meaningful.
That wraps our deep dives. Quick recap. Bowie's final album framed his goodbye. Saget's death was a tragic reminder about head injuries. Keith Urban's personal life remains under intense public scrutiny. And Dolly Parton celebrated 80 with music, charity, and charm.
Thanks for listening. For more context, interviews, and our full daily episode, subscribe and tune in. We'll be back tomorrow with another roundup.
And I'm host A. Stay curious and take care of one another.